Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. Good morning, Mr. Teal Sunshine Rainbow Boy.
G'day.
You wear a nice little teal shirt.
Well, it matches.
Matches your watch.
Yep. Didn't even do that on purpose, neither.
Well, they call you the little matching boy and they call me the little matching girl.
Oh, you're wearing a fun little dress, aren't you?
It's a matching set.
It's a
vest and a skirt from Sir.
Now, what were you worried about? You worried about the Queensland band that might get too much of a show today because you're not wearing a bra, are you?
I am wearing a bra, but
aren't you?
It's a very low vest.
It's a lest.
And then it's
lest we forget.
It's got a bit of a...
Lest we forget to wear a bra today.
I never wear
so
bras.
So the Queensland branded has a branded. He's the Queensland brand. Bra bandit. He's the Queensland bandit.
I never wear bras.
Do you not?
Nah.
Even on a run, like how the fuck do you deal with running with such a hefty chest?
Jack Edward Archstone.
Don't they slap your chin?
I wear sports bras. But like,
spas.
If I'm wearing like a t-shirt and shorts, sometimes I'll just go, fuck it. Free the nip.
Awesome.
Come in shorts and a t-shirt next time.
Hey, when we're filming later today, just wear a t-shirt and shorts.
I'll go through your bin on Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday's my favourite film. It's when you come out wearing no bra or nothing and a t-shirt. And then it starts raining. And I have an umbrella, but I don't give it to you. It's like a free t-shirt see-through competition.
It's actually fucking terrifying how good you are at
John.
That. John, I told you, you've got John. To share your umbrellas.
John. Oh, I'd love to meet someone that creepy in real, like that fucking creepy in real life.
There'd be people out there.
I know, but I'd love to meet them.
Well, I'm sitting right next to one.
Hey, it's really inappropriate, mate.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
You are always inappropriate, so I will allow myself to say a few inappropriate things.
I agree. I think you get a few passes, yeah. Thank but you. I don't think I'm that inappropriate. Like, how many cocktails do I make an episode? What, 14 to 15?
Fucking.
Yeah, I reckon it floats around 14 to 15.
Well, I reckon pushing 20 last episode.
You know what else floats around? Boats.
Yes.
So, guess what?
Boats in the...
Guess what? I'm a highbrow guy.
The vest is open.
Shit.
Hey, I'm going to New Zealand.
I beg your pardon?
Yes. I left.
You left yesterday. You leave yesterday,
I
huh?
leave yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what are you doing over in NZ?
One of my best friends, Taylor's getting married. I'm a bridesmaid.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor's getting married. Taylor Swift.
Okay.
We're all Swifties.
Kelsey.
Yep. Going to her wedding. And I've got to write a speech.
You haven't
Hopefully
written
I
it.
Would have written it by the time this comes out.
Yeah, you haven't written it. You're less
just yesterday. Short and sweet, she said.
Yep, okay. Well,
so I think a bit of childhood, we'd be friends since we were five, a little bit of nostalgia.
Yep.
And then perhaps about her, she's a mum and her partner, who's yep. about to be her husband.
Yeah, mate.
And then wrap it up with a good old-fashioned dick joke.
Correct. Do what your daddy should have done and wrap it up. Now, can
would
I
you
ask
like
you a
to,
question?
Could you help me?
Yes, I will help
right
you.
Right now, both you and Willie, give me some ideas.
Let me give you an idea. You walk up to the stage, all right? Or the podium. What mm-hmm. are they called? A balustrade.
Podium,
yep. You walk up there. You go to the audience. You go, put your hand up here if you guys like waffles, right? You'll probably get a healthy response. Waffles are delightful. You go, your hand will be up too. You go, guess what, guys? I'm a big fan of waffles too.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what you're not getting from me tonight? Any waffling on. I'm not going to waffle on for you. This will be short and sweet. So even though we're all big fans of waffles, save the ice cream and the sweet treats tonight, kid, because there'll be no waffling from me. And then, I think that's how you start it.
I don't mind it. Should I do that? Should I actually do that?
Do you know, I started when I did my, the only time I've been a best man for Toby Locke. It's his best man.
He's the sweetest angel in the entire world.
He's a sweet, sweet boy. I started my best man speech with a car crash joke because he'd been in a horrific car accident months prior to that.
Not sure
and
about that
And then the
one.
Next joke was a Hitler joke.
Okay.
So I kicked off.
We'll be doing different speeches.
Yeah. I kicked it off with a car crash joke and a Hitler joke. And I'm like, if these don't land, I'm in some serious strife here. But I thought I'd well, start it off with a bang.
They landed like an aeroplane does on the runway.
They did. They actually landed pretty well.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. No one tells you enough. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you. But it is an old adage. Wasn't
Arage, yeah.
It is an old adage.
They branded an adage.
I tried to merge Aristotle, but this was not Aristotle. It is an old adage that if you can't kick a best man speech off with a bit of a Hitler joke, what can you do? Do you know what I mean?
You did right, Jack.
So is there any Hitler-esque jokes you can make at this wedding?
No, I'm happy with the waffle one. Anything else? Willie, you got any suggestions?
When I emceed my mate's wedding, I found that I opened up with, you start off with really like heartfelt, like just wanted to come out and say what an absolute honour and what a privilege it must be for you all to have me here today.
Love that. But because Lou is already a seething with narcissism, that won't land as well. You're a humble gentleman.
Right.
We have a real pig over here.
Right.
So
right.
I think
in pink.
Oink, oink, oink.
You know what you could say though? Willie just gave me an idea. Uh-huh. Oinky, oinky. Puddling pie.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think what you could do, but mate, you could say, ladies and gentlemen, it is such an honour. I feel like for the groom to be honour tonight as he consummates this marriage. How would that, do you think that's maybe something?
No, I think we're getting warmer.
Okay.
Not sure on that one. Willie, back to you. Anything else?
Nothing good.
Okay.
When I did Eddie's wedding, I emceed Eddie's wedding.
Yes.
The famous Eddie Simpson from
I
the Hello Sport.
One.
Didn't realise he had some American family. Not that that would have bothered me at all, but I think the first joke was something along the lines of Eddie. Please welcome Eddie and Ella Simpson. Ella Simpson, and it was something along the lines of what was it? It was like Ella. Just know that you're now Ella Simpson, and nothing ever bad has happened to anyone that's ever married a Simpson. You know, it's a great honour. Just look at OJ's wife. She brutally murdered her. And look, I'll be honest with you.
Didn't fly?
It flew.
Oh.
But
not then, with everyone.
But then afterwards, I got the hot tip that didn't fly with everyone. The American extended family, not too happy with that. Also, to my discredit, a bit of an outdated joke. I mean, the OJ murders happened a long time ago, but still I thought not bad. So you could start with like a murder. What's their last name?
Her last name's Ward.
Ward. Well,
There'll be no warding off the husband tonight when he tries to aggressively consummate this marriage.
I guess. No.
What about a finishing with a poem or something? Roses are red, violets are blue. Give it a few hours and he'll be inside you.
You know what, guys? I think I'll write the speech myself.
Roses are red.
No, I think...
Roses are red. I'm pretty bored. That guy's going to be inside of the recently Taylor Ward.
I might write this one on my own, perhaps.
Okay. What else have we got?
No, I think we're good.
I think I'm really enjoying this.
No, I think I'm done. I think I'm done with the speech ideas. I think I'm good.
Roses are red.
Nope.
This wedding's a hoot. Come on, Taylor, give that new hubby a root.
I actually don't mind that. I don't mind that. Well, I think Taylor would have a giggle.
Would she?
Write that roses, one down for me, Lily.
Roses are red. We bloody love you, Taylor. Bet you can't wait for later when your husband's fucking nailing you.
Oh, now, Jack. Write the first one down, though, Willie.
Yeah, I've got the first one
Thank
down.
Thank you. I don't mind that one.
Okay.
It might not fly, but I'll give it a hoon.
Have you got it? Have you written anything down?
Nope.
Oh, so you care heaps. Sorry. Not when you're prepping.
I've written down three notes in my notes.
Good
three
to know you prep
points.
For the podcast, but not for your best friend of all time's wedding. It's just a disgraceful.
You're a pig.
I am a pig.
You're a big turquoise pig.
So run me through this wedding, bud.
Well, I get there on Thursday night. You got to fly into Auckland. I got there yesterday, and then because it's in Palmerston North, the one that I've always been giving shit this entire podcast.
Yes, I believe you've described it as
a dump,
a fucking dog hole or something.
I should call it a dump. It's not too bad. It'll be a long time since I've been back there, and then bridesmaid stuff Friday night, and then wedding Saturday, and then fly out of Wellington on Sunday. So it's a quick trip. But because you can't fly out of Palmy, you got to go to the other big smokes.
True. Roses are red.
No. Shut
Roses
up.
Roses are red. You've served grouse beer. Now give me a look at that mouse's ear.
What does that mean?
We don't need to go into it.
Oh, Jack. You.
We have fun, don't we?
No,
Louisa?
We don't. No, we don't.
And so is there a recovery?
No.
No recovery.
No, so I come back on Sunday.
Punchy stuff.
Yeah.
So wedding.
In and out, Saturday.
Saturday.
Yep.
True.
We'll go out for dinner Friday, bridesmaids, and we rip in a little bit.
Yeah, that always ends up pretty tame.
First night fever, kid. Fuck. Shit.
Yeah, mama's going to be in for a bit of a,
oh,
bit
then,
of a shinny.
Then after that, I'm taking it easy, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cruising for a bit. Yep. Got Easter. A few other things, but nothing too crazy. Just taking it easy, old the big dog LDD.
You're backing up. You're willing up a bit.
Yeah. I think it's time. I've just been having these moments where I go, you're 30. You don't need to be partying the way you used to. It's almost pathetic, Louisa.
I know what you mean.
You should feel the same.
Yeah, I know. Roses are red. I had so fun I jumped.
No!
Now give me a look at that delicious new rump. Roses are red. I love you to bits. Now pull down that dress and show me those tits.
Jack!
I'm just saying. This is all good stuff that you could say as the speech.
I will not be saying a single thing that you've said. Apart from that one I told Willie to write down. I didn't mind that. Don't even try and think of another
Roses
one.
Roses are red.
For fuck's sake.
You're no longer single. And guess what, my love? That makes my peenie tingle. Peenie.
As if her husband's saying peenie. My little peenie.
Give us one, Willie.
Roses are red. This wedding's discreet. I've got a confession to make. I'm in defeat.
I'm not using any of these, guys.
Oh, it's healthy stuff, isn't it? It'll just get you where you need to go. Very quickly.
Lulu, give us a poem.
No. Because I haven't thought of anything like you guys.
Roses are red.
No,
you
Jack.
Saw my knees buckle. Now get over here and give me a suckle.
You know, Taylor listens to the podcast. She'll listen to these. Fuck. She'll listen to all of these.
Fuck.
She'll probably lose it. She's a funny wee lass.
Roses are red.
No, Jack.
She's a funny wee lass. Now get over here, sugar, and let me smack that ass. That's what the hubby says.
That's enough now. Now, tell me something.
Roses are red.
Stop it.
This is the last one. Roses are red. You're right. That's enough. But on the wedding night, you just know Taylor likes it rough.
I'm sorry, Taylor, and I'm sorry, Tyler.
Oh, sorry.
Taylor and Tyler. Oh, for fuck's sake. Go on, one last one.
Huge mistake, kid.
Huge mistake. Roses are red. Look at this love between Taylor and Tyler. Now, in that wedding hotel room, he begins to defile her.
It wasn't your best.
It wasn't. I stumbled.
Taylor and Naylor would have probably been better.
Haven't I already done Taylor and Naylor? I believe I've done a Naylor. Unless I've said
no,
it in
you
my,
didn't.
I had it in my head.
No, yeah. That was your last one. That was your last one. No more.
Fuck.
No more, kid. No more. Don't. Now, I'm not. I'm checking my notes for something I needed to tell you. Don't go thinking of anything. Nice and quiet. Keep it to yourself. Here it is.
Right?
No. We had a meeting the other day. And you've kindly sent me your Disney and Amazon password.
Yep.
So I've got Kevin on Amazon and I've got Kevin on Disney.
Yeah.
So it says Jarchi, Faf, Kevin.
Yeah.
I told you in the meeting that I bought Django on your account.
Fuck. If you've been buying shit on... You're a sick...
No. I just have one more confession. It's only ever happened twice. $4.99, so I owe you $10. I didn't finish Django, so I had to buy it again.
You are a piece of work, Dalton. You are a... fuck. You're banned.
No.
I'm sick.
I'll give you $10.
Toby Locke's got my fucking Amazon fucking account as well.
No, Jack, please.
Louisa, you make good
it's
money.
Too
get a
easy
fucking
just being
account.
On yours. I bought two videos. You're not happy I'm at home watching movies? This feels like something I'd say to Franco.
Yeah, I'm not your dad.
I'll give you $10. Django's a great film. I had to watch it.
So why don't you watch it twice? I believe you can watch it free on Netflix.
I was with 10-day date. Didn't get through it.
Okay, gotcha, kid. No worries. Yeah, while Django was unchained, you were chained up. Yeah, I know what you guys are into. That was Louisa, fully chained. Crink, crink, kink, kink. It's good stuff. It's healthy stuff.
I'm concerned about this podcast.
Yeah, I think we should probably end it here.
But how long have we been going for, Willie? Long enough?
No. End the whole thing.
Oh, done.
Yeah.
You said 3 months last.
2 days ago. No, listen, Lou. You're a criminal cunt, mate.
I've only ever bought two things. I've had it for months.
I understand, but what you're already doing is you are suckling on my teat.
I'm like a little.
I don't want your money.
No, I've got your bank account. No, Jack.
I don't want your money.
Shush. I'm sending it right now. I'm sending you $10 for Django.
But
be quiet. Pay someone.
You're already suckling on the teat, and now you're buying. You know what, Toby Locke? God love him. God love
Here
Toby.
Go.
Every
Judge.
Time he buys something, I honestly have seen transactions for like $3.75, and the description will
be. You don't even have Pay ID.
What the fuck is Pay ID?
Well, you pay to your phone. Look, I'll bring you $10 cash next time, kid.
Yeah. Cash. So that means girl math, apparently. It's for free.
No, it's not free. I will pay my dearest friend, Jack Edward Archdale, back.
So you've been buying my... You know what fucks me off about... Louisa, you're okay. You're okay. You have fucked me off, but it's fine. But Steph... So she's got all my accounts too. Got fucking Toby's family on my account. It's got you on my fucking account. I should have a family account.
I think you
I don't have a family.
I think you actually are on the family account.
Am I?
Yeah.
Steph, sometimes is too lazy to click two profiles across on the Disney Plus fucking shit to her profile. So I'll go into mine and there'll be Kardashians and shit watched, and then all my shit will start getting changed because she's watching on my account. It's just a height of laziness.
Thank God for Hubble. You can just type in what you want to watch.
That's a very good point, Louisa.
Yep. I'm surprised nothing's popped up on Kevin from Steph watching the Kardashians or the Real Housewives. On my profile.
Your profile. Kevin. Yeah, Kevin's profile.
Mate, I'm Kevin, just... by the way.
I'm Kevin, by the way.
Oh, I'm look, so it's just... sorry. It's popping out.
Look, I would just argue that, you know, I'm clearly, I am selfless, altruistic. I think about everyone else except myself.
You're a great
I never
bloke.
Think about myself.
You're a great bloke.
But I'm surrounded by women who all they do is use and abuse me.
You know what I've always said
and
about
I am
you?
Sick about, I'm sick of it.
You know what I've always said about you? You are a great bloke when you're asleep.
Oh, mate, don't worry about me. I'm the bloody king of my castle. When the bloody wife's, when the prince, when the queen's asleep, fucked it. I had a dragon in my
head. Pathetic. You can't even get one phrase out. Go to sleep. Thank God. Wake up. You're not the king of the castle anymore.
I am when the queen's
the
asleep.
The big dog LDD.
I am when
is.
The queen's asleep, mate.
Second time lucky. No, I'm actually sniffing because I've got the post-virus wedding cold. Flu. Cold and flu. Tablets. Betadine.
You just leave it to our own vices. It's fucking pure shit, isn't it? She started naming things you could buy at a pharmacy.
I love pharmacies. Oh. I go into the chemist warehouse. I went in last night with Millie.
Are we literally in a fucking barrel with some sort of a scraper whilst we scrape the bottom off it?
I went into the chemist warehouse last night. Didn't need a thing. She needed something. $100 gone on shit on nothing I need.
What did you get?
Well, I like my ice blocks. I got some hydrolyte ice blocks.
Okay,
just
fair.
to top up to the Zuba Dupas. Then I got some like gut health powder.
Yep.
Then what else did I get? Some jelly beans.
Okay.
Some gum. And some other, or magnesium.
Yep, smart.
I love Chemist Warehouse, Jack.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I don't mind swinging in there. Just if I'm down the shops and I see a Chemi Ware.
That's good.
Thank you. I'll swing in there and just, because a lot of the time they got colognes and stuff.
Yeah.
I bought this fucking Versace blue jeans cologne, the bloke one. $27.
Yeah. They have some cheapies.
$27. I thought Versace was like the fancy shit.
Have you heard of this company called Air? I just discovered them recently. A-E-R-R-E. And they make these replicas of design.
Of the expensive ones, yeah, like Le Labo.
I got one. I got the Dior Sauvage. It is fucking pretty spot on.
Really?
$30.
Love Le Labo. That's my scent of the moment. For everyone wondering what I'm wearing, it's Le Labo.
Have you heard of the Baccarat Rouge?
That's my other fave.
They have that on there for $40 a replica.
Because that's like a $500 perfume for 50 mils.
Fucking hell. $50 million.
50 mil.
They sold it for 50 million.
The amount of liquid in the perfume bottle.
Oh, millimetres.
Yes.
Oh.
You're an idiot.
Millilitres.
Oh, I thought we were describing my cock. So I went millimetres. Isn't Le Labo like the real fancy shit?
It's pretty fancy.
Now, look.
It smells delish.
Yeah, but.
No, I smell very good.
$500 for 50 fucking millilitres.
No,
my. $100 per
my Le Labo,
10 millilitres.
My Le Labo.
Suck me off at the next station with that shit.
Le Labo 100 mils like 430. 430.
Oh, dollars. Yeah, that's still fucked.
But you spray it, it's your fancy. It's so strong, you just need one spray. Don't you fucking say anything about stew. Keep it to yourself. You're already in trouble today.
Roses are red. It's the best wedding day. Tyler's so strong, all I need is one spray.
Oh.
Ah, you gotta be happy with that, kid.
It's all right, kid.
Thanks, kid.
Now pass me Scattergories. It's redemption round.
Oh, you've pissed off a lot of bedwetters lately.
I promise I'll be in a very mature, non-argumentative, easy answers.
That's a load of hot cock, we all know it.
It's not.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, and your letter is...
No, please do.
P.
Cool. Oh, P for...
And we are doing list
what,
number
four. What does P stand
four.
For?
Post podcast pash.
That's correct.
All right, and ready... Go. 3, 2, 1.
Didn't even need
pens
the extra.
Down.
Didn't need the extra 10 seconds because I already had it in the bag. Okay. Had it in the bag, guys.
Shiver me timbers. Okie dokie.
You all ready for this?
Yep. Nice and mature answers from me today. No arguing or
legit
panic.
Answers.
Yep. Cool. As always.
Items in your purse / wallet.
Pounds.
P1 license. You know that thing when...
Your provisional one, I'm pretty sure that's...
Your provisional license.
Provisional license.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
It's technically right.
Yep. Okay.
We're off cool. to a good start. Well, it's okay.
A mild rock to the boat, but still happy with
I
it.
I think the bedwetters will be okay.
I think they're fine.
Stuffed animal names.
Percy.
Patrick.
Very good.
Nice and mature. No arguments yet.
Things you plug in.
Power. Oh.
Well... Power is what happens around what you plug in.
Yeah, you plug in the power, though.
Where?
In the PowerPoint. You're plugging in for power.
You're not arguing today. Well done. You plug in the power. You plug in a pot pan.
Sorry. You didn't want to go with pot or pan. You went with a pot pan. Now what? Oi, I'm actually not sure I should get power. Like, you plug in the power, right? But it's your PowerPoint.
I think it might be a bit too vague. So I think nobody gets a point.
I don't think I get power. I don't think you...
It's fine.
But can I please get the workings out there?
Pot pan.
What is a pot pan?
It's a big... It's like a wok.
So you should have said wok.
But we're on P. We're on P.
A pot pan.
A little pot pan.
A pock.
Oh, a pock.
All right, foods kids hate.
Pomegranate.
Well, some like sweet things, but you are correct.
If someone offered me a pomegranate as a child, didn't even know what the fuck that was, they'd be ducking punches.
Peas. Kids don't like vegetables. Green peas. I love peas, though.
I love them.
I could
peas mash and bangers.
I could gobble peas. I could funnel them.
We know.
Oh, for fucks.
Found in a souvenir shop.
Pennies.
Pies.
Okay, this sometimes is going to start to get difficult.
In New Zealand, if there's you go to a souvenir shop that's got, it's got the little Kiwis, it's got the New Zealand flag, and then in the corner, there's a little pie.
You are lying through your teeth.
There's a little pie.
You are lying.
Because pies are pretty much native to New Zealand.
A pie isn't, a souvenir is something you can take away from it. You will ingest the pie.
Jack, they
shut
have,
the fuck up,
they
Louisa.
They have little heaters with pies, and then they have little soft toy pies.
In a souvenir shop?
New Zealand soft toy pies.
You are really going to get on my nerves.
Type that in, Willie. Just show Josh the little pie toys. I've got one back at home.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll show you today. There it is, the little one at the top left.
Where's that from?
Is that because it's the only one there?
That's from Kid Republic, a toy shop, not a souvenir shop.
Amusable Mince Jelly Cat. I've always loved those.
I think I'm going to take the executive and say no.
I agree with you. Thank you so much, buddy.
Boys Club Pigs.
Yeah. Other names for people in a boys club. Pigs.
It's a good one.
Something you keep hidden.
Penis.
I wrote penis too.
Fuck's sake. I knew that was
gonna
happen.
And then can I just jump ahead before we get to the answer? And then I thought, shit, do I cross that one out? Because number 8 was things you empty.
Penis.
Damn it. Should
have
done that.
Technically, you're emptying the testes, but you're using the penis.
Or the bladder.
Build.
Bugger.
Or the bladder, correct.
Bugger.
Sorry.
Celebrities.
Peter Andre.
Yes. He's Mysterious Girls, phenomenal song. Penelope Cruz.
What?
Penelope Cruz.
Yes, sorry.
Yes. You here?
Yeah.
You well?
Yeah,
welcome back, dude.
Sorry, yeah. I went somewhere just then. I don't know. Yeah.
So, things you empty.
I just wrote P. Because I forgot to fill that out. That's what I was just reading.
I did that last week, but we didn't give it to me, so we won't give that one to you.
Yeah,
because it's wrong.
Yeah. But well done that you wrote an answer.
I wasn't there fighting for myself.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Explaining why I got this one wrong.
Oh, good.
Quite the Nutella out the back all over again.
Yeah, correct.
True.
Yeah.
So that one's wrong.
I'm with you, but.
Potholes.
Okay.
What was the next one, Willie?
All right.
Potholes are already
okay.
Empty.
Well,
what you do with a pothole, Louise, is you fill them in.
Let me paint a picture for you. You're driving along.
No.
It's been pissing down with rain. You drive over in Alfonso, boom, into the pothole. What comes out? Water everywhere. All over Alfonso's mags. Bam. Pothole is empty.
You know, you have
ding,
this.
Ding,
you,
ding.
You have a condition where you think. Yes, correct. Correct. You think that just by speaking that it's quantity over quality. There is zero substance to what you're saying is what I'm trying to get at.
Well, the substance is out of the pothole.
You don't empty a pothole, kid. You fill them in.
Yeah, but if there's water
you don't get
in
it. So I'd shut the fuck
Willie,
up.
Well, if there's water in the pothole and Alfonso's gone over it and...
It's things you empty. Not
I think
things that can be emptied.
Yeah, yeah.
It's things that you empty. It's things that you would practically empty.
Pot, because you'd pour the water out.
You should have said pot.
Bugger. Next time. Okay, so no for potholes.
No for potholes.
Got it.
Words ending in L-Y.
Practically.
Portly.
Yeah. Well, very good. Why'd you choose that word?
Just thought about it, looking
reminiscing,
at you.
Reminiscing, were you?
Looking at you.
Reminiscing.
Thought about it, reminded me.
Expressions.
I just said perfection.
Panic. Is perfection an expression?
Like, oh.
I don't think it's probably not an expression.
No. I don't think it is either, just quietly. Lou, I think you're going to win this round.
Oh, well. That would be nice.
Got four wrong.
Things to do on a rainy day.
Procrastinate.
Great one. Paint.
Yep.
Yep.
And lastly, animals.
Pterodactyl.
I was about to go, that starts with T.
Correct.
You're very good. Porcupine.
Porcupines.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got 8.
I got 8 too. Or give us one more question, Willie.
Yeah?
List 3 for redemption round or fight round, fight club round.
But it's probably got to be the quickest answer. That's how we do it.
So we'll just yell it out?
Otherworldly.
Pluto. Fuck yes. Dumb bitch. No. Loser. Little losing Louisa. Losers once again. There you go, kid. Take it away, sister. That's where the sniff comes in. Do you reckon we should take the I out of your name and just start calling you Loser?
No.
Oh, I'm just thinking.
I think that would be incredibly cruel.
I understand that. But after these games, do you reckon we just drop that I, make the I silent?
You know what's going to be
like
next?
Your farts when you're crop dusting the streets.
Oh, shut up.
And we call you Loser.
Get on the hotline, Willie. You know what next hotline's going to be?
What?
Next Trinket Tuesday. It's going to go, can you guys stop fucking sniffing?
Yeah. I can sense that already. I think I've already been asked that by a few bedwetters.
And you coughing.
Yes.
Put your headphones on.
How long have we been going for?
35 minutes.
Oh. I think we don't want to do that again, kid. Oh, we've got to call Franco.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
So, guy, well, Lou, explain to the bedwetters what this is.
There's a prank going around on TikTok, and it's basically girls calling their dad or boyfriend and saying that they've got a trip to, like, a brand deal. Most of the people, I guess, sort of have, like, a presence online who are doing it, and they say that they're going to be, what's it called, going in an oil rig?
Yeah, this will be great if you don't even know what the prank is. It's going to work on an oil rig.
Oil rig. So I'm going underwater in the North Sea.
To weld.
To weld. That's it. Oil rig welding.
Yep.
So we're going to call Franco and I'm going to say that I've been offered this brand deal. It's 8 weeks. I'll be underwater. The podcast will be pre-recorded. And I reckon, how much do you reckon? $150,000 for 8 weeks?
Yes.
We'll see what he says.
Franco. More like Pranko.
So it's very good.
Roses are red.
No.
We're about to pranko. Then I'll duck off for a quick little wanko.
I guess this podcast is called Roses Are Red. Okay. You got the hotline? I mean, you got
shit, gotta get my fucking things on.
Are you connected?
Yep, there we go. It says I'm connected.
Well, try with some music before you call, just in case you're not, and then we fuck
it. Oh, my God. No, it says you are connected. Smart. No. I'm walking on sunshine. Not when I'm with you.
Oh, gosh. Jesus Christ. I just don't deserve that sort of abuse.
Well, no, you do.
You're a naughty little senorita, aren't you?
Very naughty, aren't you?
Well, you're about to be very naughty. You're about to lie to your own father.
Oh.
It's a disgrace, Louisa. But get it going because it is disgraceful.
If he doesn't answer, do we do Jill or TDD?
TDD's too smart for it, bro. Not that Franco isn't, but TDD's too onto it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Oh, he's not on social media, is he?
No, he would never have seen the prank.
TDD then.
Okay. Here we go, Franco.
Oh, fucking love him, it's Franco.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Make one of his mung bing sangies, would you?
Oh. Good singer.
Come on, baby.
Come on, Franco. Don't be mean. Don't be mean.
You pig.
Answer your fucking daughter, Franco.
Despicable.
Franco Delden from Howdy.
Go again.
Oh, no, he's texted me and said I'm in a meeting. Will be another six. This is his auto reply. Will be another 60 to 90 minutes. Regards, Franco.
Imagine you learn that's actually not his auto reply. That's just what he says to you.
Shall we do TDD?
Try TDD.
Okay. You probably answer like grubby guts.
Yeah. Imagine if he answered like this. How am I, we don't we?
No one loves me.
Too busy cleaning someone else's pipes.
Hi, you.
Oh, nearly got his answer. Right.
Jill.
Okay.
Because I believe Jill, I think Jill will want to be overly supportive because she loves you so much, but will be so in fear for your life.
No one loves me. Are you fucked?
Hi, darling. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mum. Hey,
right?
Yeah, quick one. I've been offered this brand deal And they want me to go, you know, like oil rigs where you go like underwater and you do like oil welding. So it's, I think it's like really, like actually quite dangerous. But you go underwater for like, they want me there for 8 weeks. So I'll be like welding on the oil rigs. It's like middle of nowhere though. I don't think there'd be any service, but it's like.
Louisa, this is content, I can tell.
Shit, Jill. How did you know? How did you get us?
Can I be honest with you, Jill? Was it in her performance?
Oh.
It was
look,
in the performance.
I can tell now. I'm on to you too.
You
My
are,
acting is phenomenal.
You didn't give her enough info. You didn't All give right. her enough baseline info.
We're trying 10-day date.
Just try. Clap. Cut that, sorry. Sorry, beep that. 10-day date.
Okay, thanks, Mum. Love you. We're going to get the prank elsewhere.
Love you, Jill. Miss you.
Mwah.
10-day date, sorry, is calling.
She's a good kid.
Hell of a kid. Give it a bit more backstory.
Okay.
Just feel like they've been reaching out to all these influencers and shit.
Oil welding.
Just go like they want to walk in an oil rig. They're trying to get young people involved.
Hey, grubby gaps.
Hi. Good. It's just quickly, I just finished the podcast and I just got this brand deal. I don't, yeah. It feels like it would be, I don't know, I just feel like I reckon I'd be shit at it, but it's really good money. You know, like what they do like in the North Sea where they go like oil welding? So they go like underneath or in the oil rigs, but they go like underneath and they want to like raise awareness for people doing that. So I'd have to go, I think it's in like Perth, to one of the oil rigs and go underneath, but they want me there for like 4 weeks and I've Googled it and it seems like it's quite dangerous, but it's like really good money.
Yeah, they underwater welders. They don't, they're meant to be down there for a certain time or something like that.
Yeah. Do you think I'd be, do you think it'd be like quite fucked? Like, do you think I'd be able to do that?
Well, they're not going to get you welding.
No, they are. That's the whole point.
Fuck, I don't know. That sounds very strange.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, it's good money, but then when I've got Googled it, it looks fucking dangerous as well.
Yeah, well, they're not going to kill. They're not going to kill you.
Well, I feel like I might die. And
yeah, that'd be a great move from them to get awareness.
No, you think that I'd be fucking useless at that?
No, I don't know. I just find it very strange. Why the hell? What? Where's that angle coming from?
Well, I think it's they want like females and like younger people to go and do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, well, I'd have to be there, I think, probably like 8 to 12 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Underwater. I'm sorry. I couldn't keep it. I'm sorry.
10-day dates. I'm not going to say your front name. You're a very supportive boy. Unchill.
It did not even fucking cross my mind, you little weasel.
Mate, Steph did this. I think we've both passed this. Steph did this on her podcast to me, and I was like, "Dull." Because people were like, "Fuck, Jarge can't wait to get rid of Steph." But all I was thinking was, I'm like, "Nah, this will fucking harden her up a bit." I'm like, "This will be good for her. She'll see a bit more of the world." She's like, "I'd be gone for like 2 months." I'm like, "Dull, 8 weeks in the scheme of things is fuck all."
How he's like, "They're not going to get you welding, Lou." And I'm like, no, they are. And then he's going, "Oh, that seems a bit strange."
Yeah, I love that wasn't computing. You're like, "This is a bit strange. What the fuck?"
I'd love to see you with a fucking big welder in your hand.
Especially underwater.
And do you know, before you answer the phone, I go, "I bet he'll go, g'day, grubby guts."
Yeah.
That's exactly what you said.
And you nearly fucked it straight away by pissing yourself.
I know, shit. Good acting from me, though, don't you reckon?
You're fucked. That was quite good. Well done.
Yes. Got ya.
That's right.
Got him, my bloody beauty. Okay, back to the podcast. You get back
good
to.
On you guys.
I love you. Love you.
Get back to plumbing.
Love you too.
Love you. Bye.
So do I.
See you, Ra. Well, who's a very supportive senorita?
Oh, very supportive. He's a good
I love boy, that he's just like, he's not, he's going, "This is all a bit strange."
He's like, "This seems a bit odd."
Jill not having any of it.
Yeah, Jill, smart. I literally love how I bet he'll go grubby guts. He goes, "G'day, grubby guts."
Once again, better than,
Oh, wing wing.
Good morning, my widow, woo woo.
I miss you very much.
That was good, good, healthy stuff. Oh. I also love, Lou, that you said, going into an oil rig in the North Sea. Yeah, I think it's outside of Perth or somewhere like that.
No, the North Sea is Perth.
The North Sea is up in the UK and shit.
No, I saw it going from Perth to Rottnest Island. I saw it on TikTok as the North Sea.
That is bullshit.
Swear to God, Google it, Willie.
Isn't the North Sea up in the north? Isn't that the Indian Ocean?
I think it's the Atlantic, isn't it?
Or the Atlantic?
No, someone told me Perth to Rottnest is the North Sea.
Okay, well, fuck, I could have kooked this, but I'm pretty sure, dude. I'm pretty sure.
Perth to Rottnest.
The North Sea.
The North Sea Perth Oil Project.
Yep.
What? The North Sea lies between Great Britain, Denmark and Norway, Germany and the Netherlands, Belgium and France.
So I think this is if where we could run the company is
the North Sea. If the company is called the North Sea, fucking oil, fucking
it says a piece of paradise in the Indian Ocean just off the coast of Perth.
So I was right with the Indian Ocean. Okay, so all of you cunts can suck me off at the next train station.
I'm still trusting TikTok.
You're going to trust TikTok?
Uh-huh.
So it says, Parkmead Energy has decided not to pursue its oil development in the Perth area in the UK central North Sea.
Uh-huh. So Perth in the UK.
Must be in the UK.
So Perth, UK.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
I love how you threw rottenness in there, though, just for shits and
I love you've just blatantly lied. Great point.
No, I wasn't lying. I legit saw a TikTok and the girl's from Perth. So she's lied. She's thought it was the
Gil.
Hotline, please, Willie. My sweet little angel of the North Sea.
All right.
All right, let's do it. Hotline. Oh,
Dark,
hold on.
You really fucking me.
Yeah, I'm about to fuck someone off. Give us a jingle for that one, huh?
It's hot, hot, hot Lantamer.
Oh, I like that. Lantamer. Okay, let's go.
Darch, you're really fucking me off, mate. When you're talking, I don't know what the correct terminology is, but when you're talking about yourself and someone else, you always say, oh yeah, me and Willie or me and Lou. It's Lou and I. Willie and I. You are not you, you are I. No one cares about you, it's I. Fix it.
Well.
Love you, Lou. Bye.
Well, I actually.
Love you.
Controversially enough, love you too. But it depends on the context. So
you do actually go, me and Willie were, it's okay, I don't mind.
But it depends on the context of the situation because it's like Lou and I, if it's talking about, I believe, first person or some shit, it's like, then it is I.
I before E, except after C.
Thanks. But then if it's like...
You're being... Say something nice about me. It was very dismissive. Say one nice thing.
I love that your top has been opening up all podcast. But I believe
there's
if it's like...
There's nothing to see there, champion. Good luck to you. Get your binoculars out, kid.
That'd be the equivalent of my fly opening up.
That's a good one, kid.
But... There are certain situations where it can be me and so-and-so because it's contextually relevant. So
correct.
You are half right and half wrong. So miss me with that shit, kid.
Oh.
This next one I found to be a little bit controversial for me personally.
Okay. All right.
It's pronounced Shackers.
Oh.
It's Midsummer's Night Dream. And it's pronounced Holmes, which I did hear that you corrected yourself on the last one there, but... The Shackers thing's really been eating me up for the last few days. Anyway, love
kid.
The potty.
Kids.
By the way.
Hey, two out of three.
Yeah, love you both. And petition to change the voicemail message instead of times 20, times 0.7. I think it feels right. All right. Bye.
She's a good kid. That part will allow. It's Shaka. It ain't Shackers.
It's Shaka. I'm sorry.
Never heard Shackers before.
Yeah, unless you're shacking up with someone or you're shacking up.
Or you're staying in a shack that's
it's very similar to what in? I just said. Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's okay. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. I have to okay. I have to really truly disagree with Shaka.
Me too. I love you, but it's Shaka.
I don't know if I've never heard anyone say Shaka, bruh. It's always Shaka, bruh. So.
Show me them barrels. That's a surfing terminology.
Gotcha. Oh.
I love the fact that one of the most immature podcasts I've ever listened to has a producer named Willie. Just fantastic.
It is great. I actually did think about that the other day. I'm like, how good is... I'm like, there's not been a lot of Willie jokes because we've already... It's Willipedia now.
Yeah.
So now it's like, but there should be more Willie jokes.
Shake your Willie.
Shake I'm doing
your,
it now.
Shake your... Dude, hell of a cock. Holy... Well, Willie. You guys don't... You guys can't see this. You guys can't see this.
Being silly. Willie's tapping his hand.
No, he's not. He's slapping that thing left to right. That kid's got some... That's a veiny triumphant bastard.
Kid's got slack.
Kid's got some slack. So much slack, it infiltrates the crack. Happy with it. I'm also slacky with it.
I did the sniff for you.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, give us one more, Wilbur.
Two. Sorry, one more.
Stinky Lou. Chinless. Jachi. Fair. Rat fuck.
Fair.
I need you two to fuck off! I'm trying to do an assignment, and I can't stop listening to you! Have a great day.
Just in his dorm, someone thinks there's a fucking murder.
It's one of my favourites.
It was just in a very aggressive compliment.
Yeah. I love it. It's a very aggressive compliment. It is a very aggressive compliment.
I agree.
Compliment.
It started with this. I was angry, but then he abused you, and I thought, oh, I'm happy with this.
That fit suits you like nothing else! You look fucking great!
You look phenomenal in turquoise and it matches your watch and you are the sweetest prince of Vaucluse.
Oi, you fucking got a good fucking skin tone on ya.
Your chin is hidden behind that beard, which is okay.
Not the compliment I was looking for, but I still respect you phenomenally as a modern day woman in media. I'm proud of you. Fucking love you, mate. Heaps.
Modern day.
I know. Well, anyway, Ben.
Oh, keep pissing, guys. Keep pissing. We love you and you're very clever, aren't you? Oh, and my nails even match.
Oi, and guess what? I fucking love the bedwetters. I love all you cunts heaps. Heaps more than you know.
I fucking love you more.
Anyway, all right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.